This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. In his second address to the United Nations General Assembly, U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia has shamelessly violated the international body's core tenets. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was a forceful condemnation of the seven-month war in Ukraine.
A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
The president told fellow leaders that should make their blood run cold.
We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine.
Hours before he spoke,
тем, кто позволяет себе такие заявления в отношении России,
Vladimir Putin ordered a military reservist call-up, Russia's first since World War II, as it faces humiliating setbacks in Ukraine. Putin says he's not bluffing and claiming he'll use every tool to protect Russia, in apparent reference to nuclear weapons. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged world leaders to strip Russia of its vote in international institutions and its UN Security Council veto. He said that aggressors needed to be punished and isolated. Zelensky began his much-anticipated speech by video to the UN General Assembly hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the partial mobilization of reservists to further his war against Ukraine. While Zelensky had yet to address the development, he said that a crime has been committed against Ukraine. Zelensky said his forces can reclaim all Ukrainian territory, but they need weapons and time. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say the devastating floods in Pakistan's worst-hit province have killed more than 17 people in the past 48 hours, including 9 children. The UN's Children's Agency, meanwhile, renewed its appeal for $39 million to help the most vulnerable flood victims. UNICEF said Wednesday only a third of the sum in the funding appeal has been met so far. The appeal comes as health officials struggled to contain the outbreak of waterborne diseases among hundreds of thousands of survivors who are still living in tents in the southern Sindh province. Another lawsuit against former U.S. President Donald Trump. His three oldest children and his company are being sued by New York's Attorney General. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is alleging business fraud involving some of Trump's most prized assets, including properties in Manhattan, Chicago, and Washington, D.C.
We uncovered more than 200 examples of false and misleading asset valuations that were used on his statements. The pattern of fraud and deception that was used by Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization for their own financial benefit is astounding.
The AG is referring her findings to the IRS and the U.S. attorney for possible criminal charges. A Trump attorney says the lawsuit is neither focused on the facts nor the law. Julie Walker, New York.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa met with his cabinet Wednesday to discuss an electricity crisis that has led to unprecedented levels of nationwide power blackouts. The troubled state-owned power utility Eskom is implementing scheduled rolling blackouts attempting to save electricity while struggling to keep its aging and poorly maintained coal-fired power stations operational. Eskom produces about 95% of South Africa's electricity. The company's blackouts mean residents are going without power for up to 8 hours a day. The blackouts are also affecting other government services, including water supplies in some areas, as electric powered pumps grind to a halt. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has declared Russia has, quote, shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter with its brutal, needless war in Ukraine. Biden on Wednesday delivered a forceful condemnation of Russia's invasion to the international body, saying abuses against civilians in Ukraine, quote, should make your blood run cold. He also said Russian President Vladimir Putin's new nuclear threats against Europe show a, quote, reckless disregard. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.